Thoughts on Nahum. Nahum chapter 1 and verse 14. Utter destruction. Utter destruction. Well, here we are again. We're back to Nineveh, back to Sennacherib, back to Assyria. We've moved from Judah back to Assyria. You'll notice how Nahum is doing this. This is what God is doing through the prophet. He swings, even in the same verse, in the same sentence sometimes, from one to the other. Comfort for Judah, mercy for Judah, judgment and wrath for Nineveh. And here it is in verse 14. The Lord has given a command concerning you, Nineveh. As in the previous discourse, O Judah was added, Nineveh is added here by the translators. I think wisely, this is what it is. The Lord has given a command concerning you, Sennacherib, Assyria, Nineveh. You will have no descendants to bear your name. I will destroy the carved images and cast idols that are in the temple of your gods. I will prepare your grave, for you are vile. I am going to bring you down. Utter ruin, destruction, end, no descendants. All their religious apparatus, their gods, their temples, their religious equipment, all ruined, destroyed. Death. And finality, I prepare your grave, death, burial, the end. It's not fate. It's not just a change of circumstances. Of course, it may seem like that on the outside. But here Nahum is very clear. God is very clear. The Lord has given a command. The Lord has done it. The Lord will destroy your carved images. The Lord will prepare your grave. I will do it. I will do it. It's God making a personal intervention here. A clear statement that God is not going to tolerate Nineveh. It's a definite thing. I'm going to do it. It's a determined thing. I've decreed it. God is going to bring this nation down. This is an audacious thing. God commanding through this puny prophet, this mighty juggernaut, commanding their destruction. It's audacious, it's amazing prophecy. I mentioned in the previous discourse, Jehovah's shalls and wills. From memory, I said it was Joseph Irons. It is, in fact, John Kent. Glory to God. They ne'er shall rove beyond the limits of his love. Fenced with Jehovah's shalls and wills, firm as the everlasting hills. Now, Kent, of course, is talking about Jehovah's shalls and wills in the sense of love for God's people. And that's true. And it is true. That was what it was in the previous discourse. God was going to have mercy on Judah. But also those same shalls and wills apply to the unbeliever, as God is sure in his command to the believer, and his decrees and his determination to do them good. Equally so for the unbeliever in his destruction, Jehovah's shalls and wills. So it's a word for the believer today. Whatever our circumstances, God is in control. Our enemies will fall. At the moment, it may not look like it. But the gospel shall triumph. God shall be conqueror. His command will happen. There are none too big for God. But it's a word for the unbeliever. My friend, don't fool with God. Don't play with God. Don't dally about all this. I've got time. No, you haven't. You haven't got anything. Now is the appointed time. Now is the time. Now. Don't delay. That's the point. Utter destruction for God's enemies. That day will come, my friend. It came for Nineveh 3,000 or whatever it is years ago. It will come in the final judgment when Christ sits on the throne judging all men. Every knee shall bow to him. Prepare to meet him. Now is the time to prepare.